The following is a home program on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 5, text number 20, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on November 2nd, 2013, in Riga, Latvia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Na prahrishyet priyang prapya, na prahrishyet priyang prapya, nod vijet prapya cha priyam, nod vijet prapya cha priyam, stita buddhir vasang mudho, brahmavid brahmanistitaha, brahmavid brahmanistitaha. Translation in purport. By His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. A person who neither rejoices upon achieving something pleasant, nor laments upon obtaining something unpleasant, who is self-intelligent, who is unbewildered, and who knows the science of God, is already situated in transcendence. Purport. The symptoms of the self-realized person are given herein. The first symptom is that he is not illusioned by the false identification of the body with his true self. He knows perfectly well that he is not this body, but is the fragmental portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is therefore not joyful in achieving something, nor does he lament in losing anything which is related to his body. This steadiness of mind is called stira buddhi, or self-intelligence. He is therefore never bewildered by mistaking the gross body for the soul, nor does he accept the body as permanent and disregard the existence of the soul. This knowledge elevates him to the station of knowing the complete science of the Absolute Truth, namely Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. He thus knows his continual or his constitutional position perfectly well without falsely trying to become one with the Supreme in all respects. This is called Brahman realization or self-realization. Such steady consciousness is called Krishna consciousness.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamascha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganitan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Ladita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Bristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deisha Tadine.
So this human life means
I just can't find just translation for one word. Guiding.
So this human life means we have a choice. We can be turned on. Or we can be turned off. We can be switched on or switched off. Do you want to be switched off or you want to be switched on? Just like this recording instrument, I can switch it on or off. So we can switch our consciousness on or we can switch it off. The present moment, we are switched off.
Un do tajā brīdī mēs esam izslēgti.
Therefore we're not making any progress.
Un tāpēc arī mēs neprogresējam.
Remaining in a state of limbo.
Un mēs esam tā limbo stāvoklī. What does it mean limbo?
Limbo means we're just, you know, we're not, it's like your car is stuck in the mud and you can't go anywhere. You're spinning your wheels.
Tas ir tāds stāvoklis, ka, piemēram, ja mašīna iestiek dubļos un riteņi griežās uz rīķi, un uz riteņi te griežās, bet uz priekšu jūs netiekat.
So we think that we're making very nice progress.
Un mēs domājam, ka mēs progresējam labi.
But there are big skyscraper buildings.
Ceļot augstceltnes dažās debesskrāpjus.
Our airports.
Lidostas.
All of our data, it's like I saw a big building, Datacom, as we drove over here today. Datacom, you see. Because we're able to manipulate data in so many ways, you know.
Kur ir iespējams ar celtu, kur Datacom, tas nozīmē, kur ir celtu, kur iespējams manipulēt ar dažādiem datiem.
We think we're very advanced.
Un mēs domājam, ka mēs esam ļoti attīstīti.
What is data anyway? It's just off bits and it's on bits and off bits is all really is.
Didn't get.
In computer science.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's just a combination of on bits and off bits.
Dator zinātnē. Kas tad ir dati? Dati ir, es nezinu, kā lai iztulko on bits and off bits, kāda liela kombinācija.
It's based on binary mathematics.
Tas balstās uz bināro matemātiku.
So we're thinking that we're so advanced because we can manipulate data in so many ways.
Un mēs domājam, ka mēs esam ļoti attīstīti, tāpēc ka spējam manipulēt ar datiem tik dažādos veidos.
But the most basic manipulation of data, to understand who I am, that we've neglected.
Bet pašu galveno spēju manipulēt ar datiem, tas ir saprast, kas mēs esam, to mēs esam atstājuši novārtā.
If we ask someone who you are, they cannot say authoritatively who they are.
Ja mēs jautājam cilvēkam, kas tu esi, viņš nevar atbildēt autoritatīvi šo jautājumu.
They may give their name, but you can change your name in a court of law.
Viņi var teikt, kā viņus sauc, bet vārdu var saskaņā ar likumu izmainīt.
They may give where they're from, but you can change your citizenship.
Viņi var teikt, kāda viņiem ir pilsonība, bet pilsonība var nomainīt.
They may even say, I'm a human.
Viņi var pat teikt, es esmu cilvēks.
It's like we asked our devotee children yesterday who you are, and one boy said, I'm a human.
Kā vakardien bija bakti bērni atnākuši uz tikšanos un jums jautāja viņiem, kas jūs esat, un viens puisis teica, es esmu cilvēks.
But that human body is only a temporary situation.
Bet būt šajā cilvēka ķermenī, tas ir tikai tāds pārējošs situācija.
Who were you when you were in a dog body or a cat body?
Bet kas tu biji, kad tu biji suņu vai kaķu ķermenī?
You weren't a human then.
Tu nebiji tad cilvēks.
So actually we have to know our real identity.
Patiesībā mums ir jāzina savu patiesā identitāti.
Stirabuddhi, we have to become self-intelligent.
Un mums ir jāapzinās savu patību.
It's very nice the way that Prabhupada strings together these concepts here in the purport.
Un lūk, kā Prabhupāda savieno šīs te koncepts.
If you're a stirabuddhi, are you self-intelligent, is he?
Tātad stirabuddhi ir sevis saprāt, es gan teiktu, savas patības apzināšanos.
Then you're not bewildered.
Un tad tu neesi apjucis.
What is the cause of bewilderment?
Un kas tad ir šī apjūkuma cēlonis?
Bewilderment means when you are become completely carried away with happiness when something pleasant happens to your body.
Apjukums nozīmē, kad tev prātu pilnībā aizrāja laime, kas notiek brīdī, ka kaut kas patīkams notiek ar tev.
And you're completely devastated when something unpleasant happens to your body.
Un tu esi, un cilvēks jūtās pilnīgi satriekts, tad, kad kaut kas nepatīkams notiek ar ķermeni.
In such a state, you see, your happiness is based on a false principle.
Un tādā stāvoklī esot, jūsu laime balstās uz nepareizu principu.
Therefore, you're subject to bewilderment.
Un tāpēc jūs esat pakļauti apjukumam.
So if instead you'll base your happiness on a genuine principle of your actual identity as a spiritual being,
tā vietā, lai balstītu savu laimi uz patieso principu, to, ka jūs esat garīga būtne.
Then you can see everything is the mercy of Krishna.
Un ka viss ir Krishna žēlstība.
Something pleasant happens to your body, oh, Krishna's mercy.
Kaut kas notiek patīkams, tā ir Krishna žēlstība.
When something unpleasant happens to your body, Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy is acting at every minute in all times, all places and circumstances. So one who is stirabuddhi or self-intelligent, therefore, he can see how Krishna's, the hand, loving hand of Krishna is always blessing him.
Un tas, kurš ir tikai būtība, vai tas, kurš ir apiets savu patību, apzinājies, tas redz, ka Krišnas svētīgā roka ir nepārtraukta klātesoša.
Therefore, he's never bewildered.
Un tāpēc viņš nav nekad apjūts.
A sammūdho. And he is fixed in transcendental knowledge.
Un viņš ir nostiprinājies stabils pārpasaulīgajās zināšanās.
He knows the science of God, and he's practically realized in transcendence.
Un viņš zin zinātni par Dievu, un viņš ir praktiski apiedzis un atrodas pārpasaulībā.
So then the question is, well, how do we achieve this wonderful state of consciousness?
Un tad jautājums ir, kā mēs varam sasniegt šo brīnišķīgu apziņas stāvokli.
Summarized by the term Krishna consciousness.
Un kuru sumējot sauc par Krishna's apziņu.
How do we achieve this consciousness?
Kā mēs sasniedzam šo apziņu?
You have to learn it from someone who has it.
Tas jums ir jāmācās no tā, kam ir šī Krishna's apziņa.
There are practical techniques, just like you can bake a cake in a certain way.
Ir noteikts praktiskas tehnikas, kā piemēram, jūs varat kūpu izcept noteiktos.
There are practical techniques of how you can become practically situated in Krishna consciousness.
Ir noteiktas tehnikas, kā jūs varat nostiprināties Krishna's apziņā.
This practical science of bhakti was taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the six Goswamis.
Un Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mācīja sešiem Goswami šīs zināšanas.
And the six Goswamis passed it on to their students, who passed it on to their students, and this way it's come down to us.
Un seši Goswami to nodeva saviem skolniekiem, kas nodeva tālāk saviem skolniekiem, tā šīs zināšanas nonākušas pie mums.
Came to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it came to Gaurakishore Das Babaji.
Nonāca pie Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaurakishore Das Babaji.
It came to Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, it came to our Srila Prabhupada.
Un tad pie Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, un tad pie Srilas Prabhupādas.
And now we are blessed with this science of bhakti.
Un tagad mēs esam svētīti saņemot šīs te zināšanas.
If we will practice it precisely according to the instructions that Prabhupada has given us.
Un ja mēs tās praktizēsim, precīzi saskaņā ar norādījumiem, ko Devis Prabhupāda.
The result will be there.
Tad rezultāts būs.
Many people try Krishna consciousness and give it up.
Daudz cilvēki cenšas praktizēt Krishna's apziņu un tad to pamet.
What's the difficulty?
Kur ir grūtība?
Because they didn't precisely follow the instructions. They did a halfway attempt.
Tāpēc, ka viņi neprecīzi sekoja norādījumiem.
Of course, any portion of the process is very beneficial.
Protams, jebkura daļa no šī procesa ir ļoti labvēlīga.
Even if you just take prasādam, you get immeasurable benefit.
Pat, ja jūs tikai baudat prasādam, jūs saņemat neizmērojumu labumu.
But to actually experience the awakening of love of God within the heart.
Bet, lai izbaudītu patiesi sirdī mīlestību uz Dievu.
Means you have to follow the process as it's the full process.
Tas nozīmē, ka jums jāseko procesam tā pilnā veidā.
As the acharyas have taught.
Kā acharyi to ir mācījuši.
It's an austerity, no doubt.
Tā ir askeze, nav šaubu.
This night we may want to sleep late in the morning.
Tā piemēram, ja kāds grib gulēt vēlu no rīta.
But the devotee rises early in the morning.
Bet bhaktis ceļas augi no rīta.
To take advantage of the Brahma Muhurta hour.
Lai izmantotu Brahma Muhurta.
Before the sunrise.
Labvēlī, pirms saulēta.
So, the austerity is worth it.
Un tā askeze ir to vērts.
Many people get up very early just because their job requires it.
Daudz cilvēku ceļas agri no rīta, tāpēc, ka darbs to prasa.
So our job requires that we get up early. That's all.
Tas viss.
Our job is to awaken pure love of God within the heart. And that job means getting up early in the morning and chanting Hare Krishna. It means we don't eat meat. We don't have illicit sex. In other words, we use sex only for procreation. We don't use it for entertainment. Because we find kirtan much more enlivening than sex. And we don't take intoxication. Because we're intoxicated with the Hare Krishna mantra instead. We don't even need caffeine to get us hyped up, you see. We're hyped up by Krishna consciousness. And we don't need to gamble either. Rather, place your money where there's a sure thing. By engaging in the service of Krishna. Any money you invest in the service of Krishna, you get an unlimited money back. In due course of time, you get unlimited wealth in return for every lati you engage in Krishna service. So in this way, we take up the science of bhakti. Under the guidance of the spiritual master, the advanced devotees, and the scriptures, which means for us the books of Srila Prabhupada. So in this way we have a very, very happy life. Singing, dancing, feasting, wonderful loving relationships with devotees. Like one devotee said, sweet, sweet, what a treat, can't be beat. So maybe you all have some questions. Questions, anyone? Yeah.
Mans jautājums skolotājiem ir tāds, kāds varētu būt tāds pārliecinošākais arguments laicīgiem cilvēkiem, kad saņem šīs te garīgās nepieciešams, zināšanas ir nepieciešams no skolotāja, un ka eksistē šādi skolotāji kā cilvēki, kas nodod zināšanas par augstāko patiesību neizmainītā veidā. Un cilvēkiem ir tendence teikt, jā, bet visi cilvēki ir, nu, kā saka, savu interpretāciju var piedot, un kurš tad ir tas, kurš var nodot, kā saka, neizmainītā veidā.
When I discuss these, when I discuss the subject matter about the absolute truth with non-devotees, what would be the best argument to persuade them that this knowledge about the absolute truth should be received from the spiritual master, and that there are these real spiritual masters? Because there's a tendency, people usually say, well, everybody gives his own interpretation and nobody can be trusted. And so how can we persuade them that it is not...
By your own conviction.
Ar savu pašu pārliecību.
You have to be convinced.
Jums ir jābūt pārliecināt.
You have to, by studying carefully the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, you can increase the power of your own conviction. In other words, we have a difficulty defeating the doubts of others because of our own doubts.
Citiem vārdiem sakot, mums ir grūtības pārliecināt citus šaubas, uzvarēt citus šaubas, tikai tāpēc, ka mums pašiem ir šaubas.
The real problem is within your heart, you see.
Īstā problēma ir jūsu sirdī.
The doubts that are lurking in the back, in your closet, with your heart, you see.
Tās šaubas, kas atrodas jūsu sirdī vēl.
So you have to eradicate your doubts.
Jums vajag tikt vaļā no savām šaubām.
Because when your conviction is strong, just by the power of your conviction, others will be convinced.
Tāpēc, ka tikai tad, kad jūsu pārliecība būs spēcīga, tikai tad jūs varēsiet pārliecināt citus.
The fact is that Krishna and the Vedic wisdom clearly states the necessity of having a spiritual master.
Patiesībā Krishna un vēdiskās zināšanas skaidri pasaka un norāda, ka ir nepieciešams garīgais skolotājs.
Tad viganartam sagurum eva bigatshe. If you want to know the absolute truth, you must go to a spiritual master.
Ja vēlaties zināt absolūto patiesību, jums ir jāiet pie garīgā skolotāja.
Spiritual master means one who knows what's true.
Garīgais skolotājs nozīmē tas, kurš zina, kas ir patiesība.
So if your friend says, well, I don't, there are no such things as bona fide spiritual masters.
Un, ja jūs draugs saka, nav tāda jēdziena, nav tāda cilvēka, kā patiesa garīgais skolotājs.
That means he's posing as a spiritual master by saying that.
Tas nozīmē, ka tad viņš uzņemās šī te skolotāja lomu to sakot.
And he's defeating his own argument.
Un tādā veidā viņš sakauj pats savu argumentu.
Nobody knows the truth for sure, they can say.
Viņi varētu teikt, neviens nevar zināt patiesību pilnīgi noteikti.
If I tell you, nobody knows the truth for sure.
Ja es jums saku patiesību, neviens droši nevar zināt.
You can tell me, well then, certainly you don't know the truth for sure, do you?
Bet tad jūs varat atbildēt, bet tad pilnīgi noteikti arī jūs nevarat zināt patiesību, vai ne?
And you've got him defeated immediately.
Un tādā veidā jūs esat sakāps, tu iepriekš teikt apgalvojumu.
So nobody can authoritatively state that nobody knows the truth.
Tātad neviens nevar autoritatīvi pateikt, ka neviens nezina patiesību.
Because if they say such a thing, they've nullified their own argument that they don't know the truth.
Jo, ja viņi kaut ko tādu pasaka, tad līdz ar to viņi iznīcina paši savu argumentu, jo tad arī viņi nezina.
So Krishna says, this is the supreme authority, who is the creator of everything, he says we should approach a bona fide spiritual master.
Un Krishna, kas ir augstākā autoritāte, viņš saka, mums ir jāvēršās pie garīgā skolotāja.
Would Krishna, who controls and owns everything, tell us to approach a spiritual master if there were no such things as spiritual master?
Un ja Krishna, kas visu zina un visu kontrolē, ieteiktu mums, vai tad viņš ieteiktu mums doties pie garīgā skolotāja, ja tāds nepastāvētu?
Do you think that Krishna is some cruel tyrant?
Vai jūs domājat, ka Krishna kāds nežēlīgs tirāns?
Who orders you to approach a guru when there's no such thing as a guru?
Kurš liek jums vērsties pie guru, un pat tad, ja tā nav tāda jēziena.
Therefore, you, in this way, you have to be convinced.
Un tāpēc jums ir jābūt pārliecinātam.
The spiritual master has seen the truth.
Garīgais skolotājs ir redzējis patiesību.
And he brings the torchlight of knowledge.
Un viņš nes zināšanu lāpu.
To you who are standing in the darkness of ignorance with your eyes tightly closed shut.
Nes jums šo lāpu, kas atrodaties tumsībā ar aizvērtām acīm.
And with the torchlight of knowledge, he forces your eyes open.
Un ar šo te zināšanu lāpu, viņš piespiež jums atvērt, jūs atvērt acis.
So the owl, he may say, there's no such thing as daytime, only night exists.
Pūci varētu teikt, ka nepastāv tāds jēdziens, kā diena, tikai nakts eksistē.
Because he closes his eyes in the light of day.
Tāpēc, ka dienas laikā viņi tur savus acis ciet.
So you can tell your friends, because your eyes are closed, therefore you cannot see.
Un jūs varat teikt savam draugam, tāpēc, ka jūsu acis ir ciet, tāpēc jūs nevarat redzēt.
You're like an owl who doesn't believe there's any such thing as daytime.
Un jūs esat kā pūci, kas saka, ka nav diena nepastāv.
So stop being an owl philosopher and open your eyes.
Un pārstāj būt par pūcis tipu filozofu un atver acis.
See the reality.
Apskaties uz realitāti.
In this way you can tell them. Next question. Is it a little hot in here? We can open the window, a little fresh air. I'm feeling ready. It's maybe a little cool. It's a little hot. Is everyone hot or everyone comfortable? Hot or comfortable? Any other questions? Yes. Gerard knows that. There's no way to open a little fresh air. It's a little hot in here. Okay, question. All right, whatever. Question.
Tad, kad ja es sniedzu cilvēkiem šīs veidiskās zināšanas un ja mans ego liek man tiekos brīžos, kad mans ego rada man šo sajūtu, ka es esmu tas, kurš dod šīs zināšanas, nevis es esmu vienkārši starpnieks, kurš to nodod, kādā veidā tad panāk šo pareizo prāta stāvokli, lai tas tā nebūtu.
Jā, ja? Kā uz to aiziet, jo teorija zin, bet es arī vēroju to veidu.
The question is, when we give this knowledge, this Vedic knowledge, to those who want to know about that, and when during this process I notice that my false ego forces me to present it in a way that kind of I'm the source of that knowledge, how to get back to this proper way of to this proper state of mind, that I'm just giving you what I have received from my masters, spiritual masters.
By remembering Prabhupada.
To stāvokli var, tajā stāvokli var būt atcerēties Prabhupada.
Prabhupada said, I cannot take any credit for this Krishna consciousness movement.
Prabhupada teica, es man nepienākas nekāda atzinība par šo Krishna apziņas kustību.
They say that I have accomplished wonderful things.
Viņi man saka, es esmu sasniedzis brīnišķīgas lietas.
But actually I have no credit.
Bet patiesībā man nepienākas nekāda atzinība.
If I have any credit at all, my credit is that I simply obey the order of my spiritual master.
Un ja man pienākās kāda atzinība vispār, tad tā vienīgi tikai par to, ka es klausu savu garīgā skolotāju, izpildu savu garīgā skolotāju norādījumu.
So by meditating on Prabhupada's example.
Un meditējot uz Prabhupādas piemēru.
And understanding who are you compared to Prabhupada.
Kāds tad ir jūsu stāvoks salīdzinot ar
Prabhupada. Even Prabhupada didn't take any credit for his preaching.
Pat Prabhupada neuzskatīja, ka viņam pienāks jau kāda atzinība par viņu
sludināšanu. He gave all credit to his spiritual master.
Viņš visu atzinību nodeva savam skolotājam.
So in this way, he became the empowered agent of his spiritual master.
Un tādā veidā viņš kļuva par ļoti varenu pilnvarotu savu garīgā skolotāja pārstāvi.
We want you to be an empowered preacher.
Mēs vēlamies, lai jūs būtu spēcīgs sludinātājs.
One who is empowered possesses what is called Krishna Shakti.
Tāds tik varens, kam ir tā sauc Krishna Shakti.
Krishna Shakti. Unless one has Krishna Shakti, he cannot spread this Krishna consciousness movement.
Un tik ilgi, kamēr cilvēkam nav Krishna Shakti, viņš nevar izplatīt šo Krishna apziņas kustību.
So we want you to have Krishna Shakti. We want you to be an empowered preacher.
Mēs vēlamies, lai jums būtu Krishna Shakti, lai jūs būtu varens sludinātājs.
And the way you become empowered is not take any credit.
veids, kādā jūs varat saņemt šo te varenību.
Simply you have to be a messenger.
Nepieņemt nekādus acinību attiecībā uz
sevi. It's like there's the DHL company.
Vienkārši būt vēstnesim.
The DHL representative will come deliver the package or the parcel to the customer.
DHL pārstāvis, kurš piegādā pastasūtījumus.
So Devi, you want to add something to that? Okay. So in this way, you have to just be a dutiful messenger of Guru and Krishna.
Tad vienkārši būt pienākuma, ar tādu pienākumu apziņu pilnam vēstnesim.
We want you to be able to transmit the full potency of Guru through you.
Mēs vēlamies, lai caur jums pilnībā.
So you have to know the science of how to be a pure transmitter of the Shakti of the previous acharyas.
Bet ir noteikti zinātni par to, kā kļūt par šo te iepriekšējo ačāriju varenības raidītāju.
And that is simply by being a messenger, that's all.
Un tas ir vienkārši būt vēstnesim.
Anything else, question?
Vēl jautājumi?
Yeah.
Shrila Gurudev, but then still we experience some pleasant things in life. I'm talking now about pleasant things. So then, what is a proper way how to react when we see something nice? Let's say, starting when there is a nice day, nice sunny day, and that nice sunny day pleases me. So, and but this says, well, no, don't be don't feel pleased, or is it how to react? How then, in what state of mind then I should be?
Mans jautājums, bet kā tad pareizi saprast, piemēram, no kaut ko, piemēram, ir patīkama diena, un tā diena ir patīkama, un tā tev kā uz to rieģēt? Pants saka, nē, nevajag rieģēt nekādā veidā.
Sir, does that mean you're not, one could ask, are you not supposed to enjoy anything?
Jā, tad jautājums, vai tad neko nevajag izbaudīt, nevar baudīt?
The point is, you enjoy in relation with Krishna.
Tā būtība ir jūs baudāt saistībā ar Krishna.
We have the right to enjoy.
Mums ir tiesības baudīt.
As secondary enjoyers.
Kā tam pakārtotajiem baudītājiem.
It's like we take a wonderful food stuff, like a nice cake or something like that.
Kā piemēram, mēs baudām garšīgu kūku.
We enjoy the cake.
Mēs baudām kūku.
And we don't enjoy it first, we let Krishna enjoy it first.
Bet mēs to nebaudām pirmie, mēs vispirms ļaujam Krishnam to nobaudīt.
So in this way, being the secondary enjoyer, we get more pleasure than if we try to be the primary enjoyer, that's the point.
Un tā būtība ir, ka esot tas pakārtotais baudītājs, mēs saņemam vairāk baudas, nekā cenšoties būt primārajam baudītājam.
Don't be the primary, don't try to be the primary enjoyer.
Necentieties būt primārais baudītājs.
If you see a beautiful day, then you offer it in Krishna's service by going on Harinam.
Ja jūs redzat brīnišķīgu dienu, tad piedāvājiet to kalpošanā Krishnam, iesaistiet to kalpošanā Krishnai, dodoties Harinamā.
So in this way, by offering everything to Krishna, then you become an enjoyer a million times more than if you try to be the primary enjoyer.
Un tā, visu piedāvājot Krišnam, jūs baudīsiet miljoniem reižu vairāk, nekā cenšoties baudīt primāri.
Want to add something to that?
Yeah, I was thinking about the same point, but you got it. I was thinking of seeing a beautiful day. One can go out book distribution and enjoy the work, beautiful day, but not that one goes out and sits in some benches and smoke and take the beer.
Man taču ir piebilst, ka jā, es tieši arī gribēju teikt, piemēram, redzi, ir skaista diena, tad ej, piemēram, izpildīt grāmatas.
Or you can have a Krishna conscious picnic.
Es kaut kur uz soliņu un sūc aliņu.
Or you can have a Krishna conscious picnic. Everybody goes, you know, get a nice prasadam feast, go to the park, have a nice kirtan, you know, have a nice prasadam, talk about Krishna's pastime, you know, in that way.
Vai arī, piemēram, kopā tiek dodas Krishna's piknikā, kur sanāk cilvēki kopā, runā par Krishna, bauda prasadam.
Just like Prabhupada said in India, what they would do was they would take any beautiful place of natural wonder, you know, and they would build a temple there.
Kā piemēram, Prabhupāda teica, Indijā, ja būtu, ja, tad, kad cilvēki nonāk kādā brīnišķīgā, skaistā vietā, ko viņi dar, viņi uzbūvē tur templi.
You see, in the US, they have many places of natural wonder.
Amerikā ir brīnišķīgi kaut kādas dabas, dabas vietas brīnišķīgi.
Like the Grand Canyon and different places, you know.
Dabas brīnumi, tādi, kā piemēram, Lielais kanjons.
What they should do is they should build a temple of Krishna at the Grand Canyon.
Tos, ko es būtu jādara, vajadzētu Krishnas templi uzbūvēt Lielajā kanjonā.
So many millions of tourists come to see the Grand Canyon, so they could have darshan of Krishna at the temple.
Un turisti dodas uz Lielo kanjonu, un tad viņiem būtu arī Krishnas darshans.
In this way, you see, they should make temple, wherever there is a place of enjoyment, make a temple there, so the people come to enjoy and then they will get Krishna.
Lai kāda nebūtu šī vieta, kur cilvēki dod kaut ko baudīt, uzbūvēja tur templu, tad cilvēki dosies baudīt un arī saņems Krishna darshan.
Huh?
They go hand gliding, flying like birds.
Then do what?
Like in Australia, they go hand gliding, the like birds.
Oh yeah, hand gliding, yeah.
Un Austrālijā ir cilvēki, kas dodas, viņi lido, ir ar speciāliem kostīmiem.
They jump off the cliff and with wings on like birds and then they fly around like a bird.
Viņi nolec no klintīm un lido tā kā putne.
And they land on the beach below the cliff eventually. So we went to the same beach and we had Krishna Katha and Kirtan. They were hang gliding and we were having Krishna Katha. We were enjoying the beach and they were enjoying the beach. But our enjoyment was better.
Bet mūsu baudīšana
bija. Because we're going back to Godhead by our enjoyment.
Tāpēc, ka mēs tādā veidā baudot, mēs atgriezīsimies.
And they're becoming birds in their next life by their enjoyment.
Bet viņi, pateicoties savai baudīšanai, kļūs par putniem nākamajā dzīvē.
Any other questions?
Sure, very weird. They would live that.
Huh?
They are going up and then they're coming and landing on the bottom there.
Un spilti bija redzams, ka viņi vispirms viņi ceļās augšā, bet tad viņi nolaižas lejā.
Any other question? Does everyone understand now the purpose of the human life? You're meant now to awaken your dormant Krishna consciousness.
Domāt tam, lai atmodinātu aizmigušo Krishna apziņu.
Just like a match contains fire within it.
Kā sērkociņam, sērkociņš sevī satur uguni.
You have pure Krishna bhakti right now within you.
Un jums, jūsu šobrīd ir tīrs Krishna bhakti šobrīd.
Chanting Hare Krishna is the process of striking the match.
Yes, yeah. Un skandējot Hare Krishna, tas ir tā kā...
To bring the fire out.
Sērkociņu.
So, you need to chant Hare Krishna as much as possible.
Tāpēc jums ir jāskandē Hare Krishna.
The more the better. Because the more you chant, the more your actual self becomes awakened.
Un jo vairāk jūs skandējat, jo vairāk jūs jūsu patiesā esamība, šī patība atmostas.
Is there any maximum amount of chanting that's allowed?
Kāds ir maksimālais daudzums, kas ir atļauts skandēšanas?
Prabhupāda said chant 24 hours a day.
Prabhupāda teica, skandējiet 24 stundas diennaktī.
So you can't chant too much.
Tad nav iespējams, ka jūs varētu skandēt par daudz.
Our position is we don't chant enough.
Mūsu attieksmi ir, mēs skandējam.
So always try to chant more, 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 more. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And that will bring you out of the miserable condition of material bodily consciousness.
Un tas jūs izvilks ārā, izvedīs ārā jūs no šī nožilojumā stāvokļa, kurā jūs uzskatāt sev par ķermeni.
This body is a very miserable position.
Šis ķermenis, tas ir ļoti smagas stāvoklis.
You may think, but I'm enjoying it.
Bet, kāds var teikt, bet es baudu to.
But if you base your happiness on the pleasures of your body, you are cheating yourself.
Bet, ja jūs balstāt laimes, savu laimu uz savu ķermeņu priekiem, tad...
Because those pleasures are only temporary.
Tāpēc, ka šī laime ir pārējoša.
Those pleasures are here today and gone tomorrow.
Šie prieki šodien viņi ir, bet rītdien viņi ir prom.
And you'll find yourself in a very unhappy position of your body.
Un jūs...
But if you're Krishna conscious, you'll have no problem no matter what happens. Just like one of my disciples is a middle-aged woman in Mumbai, India. Happily married with a nice son. Everything's going nice in her family life, her life going very nice, very happy. Then she got this really strong fever. She went had it checked out what was going on. They said, oh, you have terminal cancer.
Un tad beigš viņai sākās drūzes un viņai aizgāja pārbaudīties, kas notiek.
You only have a few more days to live. Your liver is being eaten up by the cancer. Just out of the blue. Completely, apparently a healthy, happy woman. All of a sudden now you have a few more days and your life is finished.
Izskatījās, ka sieviete ir pilnīgi jauna un ir veselīga sieviete un lūk dažu dienu laikā viss mainās.
So she thought, let me go to Vrindavan then. I want to go to Vrindavan. So she came with her family members who are all devotees. Her mother and father are my disciples. Her brother is my disciple. She is my disciple. So they all came. They were on the train on the way from Mumbai to Mathura station. And I got a call early in the morning on the telephone that she was, it looked like she was going to leave her body very soon. So on the telephone, I spoke a few words to her on the telephone. And then I said, now do kirtan. They said, Bhaicharan said, well, should we get off the next station? What should we do?
Un viņas brālis vai čerans teica, ko mums darīt? Mums nākamajā stacijā kāpt ārā, ko darīt?
I said, no, you just keep coming to Vrindavan and have kirtan.
Un es teicu, ne, turpiniet ceļu uz Vrindavan un lai kirtan.
And about an hour later, I got a call, she had left her body on the train.
Un pēc stundas es saņēmu zvanu, ka viņa ir atstājusi savu ķermeni vilcienā.
And they brought her body to Vrindavan, we took her to the bank of the Jamuna.
Un viņa atveida viņas ķermeni uz Vrindavan.
For cremation.
Tas tika nogādāts, ja mums krastā kremācija.
And she had the most wonderful, her body had the most wonderful, serene smile.
Un viņas ķermenis, tāds smile, uz viņas sejas, bija ļoti tāds mierīgs, ļoti
smile. It's amazing. I took a photograph of the body, I posted it on Thought for the Day.
Un es nofotografēju viņas ķermeni, nofotografēju šos smile un...
Most peaceful, serene smile, like, oh. Krishna. So she left her body in a beautiful state of Krishna consciousness. In such a state, her going back to Goloka is guaranteed, you see. So the point is, you have to find your happiness in Krishna. And you think, well, I'm happy, I'm successful, I've got money, I have friends, I have family that loves me, everything's beautiful in my life.
Pat ja jums šķiet, oh, man viss ir kārtībā, man ir nauda, man ir lieliskas ģimene, kas mani mīl, man ir darbs un tā tālāk.
You could find out tomorrow, you have terminal cancer, you have 1 week to live.
Jūs rītdien varat atklāt, jums ir vēzis, jums ir viena nedēļa atlikus, ko dzīvot.
So what is your happiness based on?
Uz ko vien tad ir balstīsies jūs laimi?
You have to base your happiness on your relation with Krishna.
Jums ir jābalst savu laimi uz attiecībām ar Krishna.
Otherwise, you're guaranteed to be devastated and grossly disappointed in your life.
Pretējā gadījumā tas ir garantēts, ka jums būs pamatīgs sarūktinājums.
But if you base your happiness on your relationship with Krishna, you're guaranteed an eternal life of bliss.
Bet, ja jūs laimīgs balstīs attiecībām ar Krishna, tad ir garantēt, ka jums būs mūžīga svētlaime.
So therefore, be stira buddhi as described in this verse. Be intelligent about your actual identification.
Tāpēc esiet stira buddhi, tā kā tika šeit aprakstīts, esiet saprātīgi attiecībā uz savu
tiesu. That will leave you unbewildered in all circumstances.
Un tas liks jums būt nesatrauktam, neapjukušam, jebkādos apstākļos.
So in this way, try to understand the science of bhakti.
Un tādā veidā centieties saprast.
And now you do the needful.
Un tagad jums ir jādara tas,
to come to that transcendental platform.
Viss nepieciešamais, lai nonāktu uz šīs pārpasaules.
Don't take this philosophy, oh, it's a nice philosophy.
Neskatieties, oh, tā ir vienkārši jauka filozofija.
No, you put this into practice.
Nē, jums ir tā jāīsteno praksē.
Otherwise, you are cheating yourself.
Savādāk jūs mānat pats sevi.
Any other questions? Okay, we can stop here. And we thank you all very, very much for hearing very nicely, for chanting very nicely, for coming today. We thank you very much.
Par klausīšanos, par skandēšanu, par to, kas ir šodien atnākuši. Liels paldies.
We guarantee you that these words, which are not my words,
un mēs garantējam, ka šie vārdi, kas nav mani vārdi,
I'm just a messenger of my spiritual master.
Es esmu vienkārši tikai savu garīgās skolotājs sūtnis.
These words have the power to deliver you.
Un šiem vārdiem piemīt spēks.
From all miseries.
Kas var atbrīvot jūs no visām ciešanām.
Take them deep into your heart. And put them into practice. And you'll be glad you did. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai.
His grace, Śrīmad Saṅkarśan Dasa Tikāri Mahārāja ki jai.